Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Hannah with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Katter Party proposed to State Parliament let Queenslanders defend themselves with lethal force. Such a proposition is being described as necessary, particularly for families in a life-threatening attack. Family Voice Australia spokesman Andrew McColl believes we should follow in suit with the US, allowing anyone a firearm to protect themselves. National news. The National Museum of Australia has acquired the puppets from the set of the television show Mr. Squiggle. Curators hope that many Australians who grew up watching the show will feel a sense of nostalgia, and they wish to return the show's magic to a new generation of children. A small display is currently on show in the museum until the 16th of May. Curators hope a large display will be ready for the public to see once they have completed documenting the collection.
Tens of thousands of Australians gather across the country on Sunday to rally against gender-based violence. The demonstrations took place as the number of women killed so far this year, with men alleged to have been involved in their deaths, experiences a sharp rise. The number of deaths currently stand at 27, which is almost double as compared to the same period last year. The government has declined a royal commission into domestic violence and has instead doubled down on the National Domestic Violence Plan agreed to in 2022. In international news, the World Central Kitchen will resume distributing food in Gaza after 7 of its 8 workers were killed in an Israeli strike a month ago. 276 trucks with 8 million meals are prepared and ready to enter through the Rafah crossing. Trucks will also be sent from Jordan through the Ashdod port, one of Israel's 3 main cargo ports, and a third high-production kitchen will be built in Gaza. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon and clearing in the evening, with a medium chance of showers in the afternoon. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There's no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.